Unit 38, that's a 10-1, the TAP 36. Copy, it's 1-4, show us on route, ETA 2 minutes.
Welcome to Running Code, the podcast where you, the viewer or the listener, get to learn a little bit more about the men and women of the Newport News, Virginia Police Department. Melissa, I feel like I just saw you a few moments ago.
I think you're right.
It hasn't been too long, has it?
It has not.
Nice to see you. We have
a pleasure, though.
Thank you. The pleasure's all mine. We have a detective today.
We do. And I have to say, currently one of my favorites.
Yeah?
Currently one of my favorites. You want to tell everybody who you are and what you do for the Newport News Police Department?
I am Detective Kylie McDonough, and currently I'm with our Central Precinct Investigations Unit.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Central Precinct.
Yeah, where do you work, Melissa?
I mean...
Central Precinct. Okay, nothing wrong with that.
We may see each other on a daily basis. Yeah,
great precinct.
Every now and then.
Every now and again. All right, Kylie, how'd you get here?
So, my mom, honestly. Growing up, we always had the ID channel on. Some sort of murder mystery. Some sort of crime show. And then she kind of started working in the criminal justice field. She's a victim advocate right now for the city of Newport News. So I've kind of always just had this kind of desire to get into some sort of legal field, you know. So
Shout out to mom. All right, so how long have you been on the department?
So in February, I'll be coming up on 5 years with the police department. So it feels like it's gone really fast, but also really slow.
Yeah. Really fast, but really slow. I can say that 19 years later, that is 100% true. But why Newport News? What brought you to our police department?
I was born and raised in the city of Newport News. Never left. I mean, I left for like 4 years for college, but I was just over in Virginia Beach. But aside from that, everything's been in Newport News, school, family, everything. I really love this city. And I had some friends who were on the department as well. So I did a ride along or two maybe. And I really liked the people, the camaraderie, you know, it seemed like a good place to be.
Did you apply for many agencies within the Hampton Roads area?
No, just Newport News.
Why just Newport News?
I knew I didn't want to leave this area. I wanted to stay close to my family. I wanted to serve the city that I grew up in, you know, kind of, I guess that's my way of giving back a little bit.
So you're a hometown girl.
Yeah.
And you wanted to stay such.
Yeah.
Oh, we admire that. Quite a few people come from Newport yes. News that join us, but of course people join us from all over the country right. and quite frankly all over the world have joined us from different places.
Yep.
So you join the police department and you graduate from the police academy.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do from there?
So originally I was assigned to day shift in Central Precinct. I've always been in Central Precinct. And I was paired up with my FTO or my field training officer, now Detective Stewart. The best field training officer out there.
Shout out to Jerusha.
Shout out to Jerusha. Yes. and we had fun on day shift. I stayed there for maybe 8 months. And then once the time came around, I knew I wanted to go to watch two, which was second shift or evening shift. So I put in and switched there and had a lot of fun. And then from there, I was on that for maybe like 2.5 years and then came to precinct investigations.
Okay.
Now, why watch two? Why was that the goal?
It always kind of seemed like whenever we were getting off shift from day shift, the fun stuff was popping off, you know, foot pursuits or, you know, just crazy stuff going on. I was like, man, I don't want to go home. Like, I want to do that. So, and I also knew, like, if I was going to do it, now was the time. I was single, you know, no kids or anything like that. So I was like, now's the time. Might as well. And I feel like I learned a lot from that shift, honestly. With the people that were on it and just the type of stuff that was going on, I learned a lot on watch too. So I'm thankful for that.
Good for you. Quite a few mentors, I imagine, you met on evening shift.
Oh, absolutely.
There's a lot of work, great work that happens on evening shift.
Absolutely.
Now, interestingly enough, law enforcement was not necessarily the very first thing on your mind, correct?
No, it was not.
Well, tell us about that.
So originally in college, I come from a lot of military in my family, my dad, my grandfather, my great-grandfather. And so originally I kind of thought, well, I guess I want to follow that path. But having a college degree, I kind of thought maybe I wanted to go in as an officer. And unfortunately, when I was graduating college is when COVID first hit and everything was shutting down. And even the process for officer candidate school for the Navy was kind of slowing down, and they didn't really have any answers. And I had already applied to the police department by then, and they called me and told me, hey, like, we want to get this rolling. And I kind of took that as my sign, like, okay, this is where I'm meant to be. And I definitely don't have any regrets about it.
So yeah. You've always had a heart for service.
Yes, definitely. Like I said, I come from a family of military. I'm the first law enforcement officer in my family, but,
wow.
Yeah, it's nice.
Shout out to the recruiting division. They swooped on in there quickly. They're good at that. Wow. So Virginia Wesleyan, huh? We're going to let that one slide. We'll let it slide. It's fine. You were right across the water, but jeez.
It's a great day to be a Marlin.
There you go. We'll let you have that. That's fine. So Central Precinct, you're a detective now. What kinds of cases are you doing in Central?
So precinct investigations, or like we usually call it property crimes, we handle vehicle thefts, robberies, burglaries, home invasions, stuff like that. It's fun.
How long have you been a detective now?
I got there in May of last year, so coming up on a year and a half.
Okay, so in 4 years practically, you shifted from being a literally brand new officer sitting in an academy to a detective.
Yeah.
I mean, that's quite the accomplishment. You ought to be very proud of that.
I'm definitely proud of it. It definitely was like drinking from a fire hose when I first got in there. But I knew it was something that I wanted to do. Even in my interview process, I always said like I wanted to get into more complex investigations, and just I kind of hated having to turn things over and not see where they ended up. So I wanted to be on the other side of that and take it a little step further.
Now, while in patrol, you also served as a field training officer, and that means training new officers.
Yes, I did.
So you went from the trained to now training the new officers.
Yeah.
Do you miss anything about patrol?
Oh my gosh, every day. I was actually just talking to somebody about this the other day. I miss just getting out and like talking to people. Even if it's just calls for service, you know, just interacting with people. The camaraderie of the shift is definitely unlike anything else. It's hard to explain to somebody who's never done it before. I'm sure y'all know. But I love my unit now. We have such a good unit, such a good supervisor. We've made it work really well.
But we have an agency that also affords you opportunities to get back into the operational aspect through overtime and special assignments. Do you take advantage of that?
All the time, yeah. I try to pick up some overtimes with Watch 2 to be with my old shift every now and then. And it's a lot of fun just getting to ride with some of the people that I used to work with on Watch 2 and just kind of get back into it a little bit.
I've had to kick her out of my office a couple of times and tell her to go back into her office and work.
You never have done that. You've never done that.
That's awesome.
Wow. So what kinds of things do you do in your spare time? You have to have things to decompress from the regular work life. So what does Kylie do on a day off?
My day off, if anybody knows me, I'm obsessed with my dogs. I have two pit bulls, so they take up a lot of my time. Anywhere I can take them, I love to do that. I love being outside, whether it's, you know, exercising outside, just going on walks, taking the dogs on walks. I love to travel. My family and I definitely travel a lot. Anything that just gets me outside and traveling.
Right. So are you originally from this area?
Yep, born and raised.
So you were born and raised here. Yeah. And have you been out of the country, out of the state, and seen the other, the world out there?
I have. The first time I ever went out of the country, this will mean something to you, I went to Italy with my family. My family's Italian. My grandfather's side is Italian, so.
Yeah, and how did you like it?
Oh my gosh, I want to go back. I think I was maybe like 9 or 8 when I first went, so I didn't have the same experience that I probably would now.
Sure.
I want to go back and definitely appreciate more of it and just remember more of it.
Right, but you definitely hold travel as important in your
life. Oh yeah, yeah, yep. Definitely. I think I get that from my mom.
good for you. So let me ask you this. You have been here almost 5 years. What does your future look like? What are some of your goals?
Some of my goals here, I know I definitely would like to end up maybe in our aggravated assault unit or maybe potentially fugitive apprehension unit. Those have always been two things that I have had my eye set on.
Did you realize when you first started thinking about the Newport News Police Department that you had all these avenues that you could take?
So in the academy, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. And it seemed like everybody was like, oh, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go here. I'm going to be on SWAT team. I'm going to do this. And I was like, oh, I don't know what I want to do. But definitely, like, since being on the street, it's just opened my eyes to how many things are available here within an NPD. So
yeah, you just had to feel it out.
Yeah, definitely had to see, like, where I found what I enjoyed doing.
Yeah, and I think I took that course too. How about you, Melissa? Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't arrive knowing, you know, exactly what my goals would be.
I had no police background. So I showed up on day one and had no idea what it meant to do anything here. So
yeah.
It was, in fact, like drinking out of a fire hose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you enjoy being a field training officer and teaching
others?
I
loved it. Yeah. Loved it.
What was it about it that you really just enjoyed?
I didn't really know if I would be very good at it when I was kind of told, hey, like, we want you to be an FTO. But then when I got my first trainee, it was a lot of fun to be able to, impart a little bit of what I've learned in my short time here. And I felt like it was also really important for me because it forced me to kind of take a step back and refresh a lot of things, get back to things right. that maybe I wasn't doing anymore or just hadn't done in a while. So yeah
it's very exciting to see folks develop right
mm-hmm.
into better mm-hmm. officers mm-hmm. and to know that you had a small part in that, humbly knowing that you had a small part in that.
Yeah, definitely.
And then as you look back years later, in 5 years, you see them assume leadership roles as
yeah.
well. That's very gratifying.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And on that note, you're also a instructor.
Yes, I am.
What do you teach?
So right now I am a general instructor and I teach property crimes with Detective Talk to our basic law enforcement classes. And then from there, I also help out with like role playing stuff during patrol techniques and our active threat week.
Yeah. So one day you're sitting in a seat listening to the instructors in the academy.
Right, yeah.
The next down the road, you're actually teaching the students. I mean, that is amazing.
Yeah.
NNPD, here we are.
Yeah, really.
Right. All right. Melissa, I imagine you enjoy working together a lot.
Listen, I will say this. In patrol, every 2 weeks, you're in CompStat in front of the executive staff. And you're given cases and you're given updates and you're letting people know what's happening on the street. And you're having to stand and basically defend the numbers of your precinct.
Sure.
And Kylie's cases were always the easiest cases. And I'm going to tell you how you know it's an easy case to present, not an easy case to investigate. She would investigate her tail off, but it was always, I would give the case information and Chief Drew would be like, oh, I got everything I need for that one. I want you to talk about this.
So they were solid.
He would skip her cases because I would give the original brief for it. And you would see him go to the next thing. And it was just, it was like, Kylie, can you look into this other case for
yeah,
me?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
great.
Very good investigative skills.
So you are, when you investigate, you look at absolutely everything.
Yeah, you really have to.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have you always been one who enjoys solving a mystery?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I've always loved a puzzle.
Okay, so is that through the time you shared with your mom watching
yeah.
the program?
Shout out to the ID channel, you know.
Yeah, it's got us many of recruits in the academy. Yeah. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Great. Matt, how are we doing on time, sir?
Doing great. I know one thing that when I was talking to a detective the other day, I had a chance to talk, we had a chance to talk some about what kind of solidified your decision to join PD. I don't know if you remember that conversation, but we were talking about some of the calls and some of the experiences you've had. I'd be interested to hear you share that with Captain and Lieutenant.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Kind of asked like what kind of drew me to this or what solidified like this was the choice for me. And really, I think my passion came from any call for service involving children. Whether it was, you know, positive or negative, it always kind of helped me like have that like check in the back of my mind. Okay. Yeah. This is where I'm meant to be. And this is definitely for me. Whether it was just like hopping out on the street and hanging out with them, you know, throwing the ball around or kicking the ball around, or if it was, you know, much more unfortunate circumstances, like it was
sure
definitely helped to solidify this is where I'm meant to be.
Right. And there's so much, I guess sometimes we don't realize what the impact we have on children when we just mm-hmm. simply get out and throw a ball around mm-hmm. or hopscotch or something, the lasting impression that we leave on a child who down the road, that may be the very reason they join our team.
Yeah.
That one interaction.
And there's actually, it's kind of a funny story. So my mom and I, we don't work together often. Like I said, she's a victim advocate for the city, but there was one case I responded to and it didn't go to court until years later. And my mom actually ended up being the advocate on the case. And she talked with this little girl and she saw a picture of me on my mom's desk and she was like, I know her. I remember her. So that was, my mom told me about that and that was a really cool feeling.
Yeah. And no one can ever take that from
you. Yeah.
That's an incredible memory.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have nothing else happen in your career, you got that one moment where you know, I did something good.
Yeah.
Not well, good.
Yeah.
Right? There's a distinct difference. So.
Yeah.
Shall we get into the rapid fire questions, Matt? Are we good?
Yes, sir. All right, we're good to go.
After you.
Am I starting?
Yes,
okay. Ma'am. I'll get us started. All right. Rapid question number one. Fiction or nonfiction?
Fiction.
Really?
You said always.
That. Escape, what? Huh? She knew that. She said it with her whole chest, didn't she?
With TV and books. I'm newly getting into books. I got me a little Kindle.
Ooh.
And I've been rolling through some books there, but I love fiction.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Melissa?
Fiction. Escapism. I sometimes that's how I unplug.
Yeah.
So I like to read fiction.
Okay. I'm nonfiction, but you know, now that I'm retired and recently having visited my wife's family in New York, specifically her aunt from England, she recommended a book. So I think I'm going to do a little bit of a paradigm shift here and start getting towards the fiction. Yeah. How about them apples?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm retired now. You know what I'm saying?
Must be nice, right? Must be nice.
We
change in life trajectory because we're
Sherlock,
retired. I love it.
Sherlock Holmes, maybe a little something.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Question number two. Hardback, paperback, or ebook?
Ebook.
Okay.
Ebook.
Absolutely not.
No way.
No.
Everybody says no to the ebook. I love it.
It's great to travel so that you're not walking around with like a backpack full of books, but you gotta have the tangible.
Yes.
I have
in
one.
The face and the
I have one.
Pages all messed up and wrinkled.
How many books do you think you've read?
Oh man, this year I think I'm maybe like 5 books in.
And you only have one book? Like you physical book?
Yeah, see, I'm 5 books in and I just have my little tablet.
Right. You still have the room in your house. You're not packing those books around.
Exactly. My bookshelf is filled with other things.
There you go. Hardback for me. I love the feeling of a hardback book.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Question number three.
Ooh, this is a good one. Probably not for our belts, but favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Oh, my wife.
Mint chocolate chip is the way to go.
And look at the color of her shirt.
How about that?
Something about green.
Yeah. Yeah. Melissa, I mean, yours was Rocky Road. Are you shifting?
No.
Okay.
It's a childhood favorite. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Mine's vanilla because you can really doctor it up real nicely. You know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Of everything goes in vanilla. Yeah.
Rapid fire question number four. What is your idea of a perfect day?
Oh, God. Perfect day. It would be summertime. You wake up early, have coffee before it gets too hot, and then spend all day at the beach. Take my dogs with me, spend all day at the beach, and then go out to dinner that night.
Wow. Simple, but great.
Simple, yeah.
Yeah, I think every day is a good day, right, Melissa?
Every day.
Yeah, absolutely.
But starting with coffee before it gets hot in the summertime is very important.
Absolutely.
Important.
Yeah, you
absolutely.
Don't want to have it when you're on the beach at 90 degrees.
Yeah, no, I don't think that would be a good, yeah, no.
Mm-mm. All right, question number five, Melissa.
Ooh, so we're travelers, right? So this is going to be a good one. Dream vacation spot.
Right now, Montana.
Ooh,
I want to go to Montana so bad.
Montana.
So bad. Right now. If we're talking about in the U.S., if we're talking about out of the U.S., I want to go to Switzerland.
Oh,
really want to go to Switzerland.
What attracts you to Montana?
I think just the landscape out there and like the wildlife. I think it would be so cool to go out there and see like the bison or the elk, you know, stuff like that. Some of my friends actually just got back from Montana, so.
I was having a conversation with my wife yesterday about Wyoming.
Mm-hmm. I almost went to Wyoming a couple weeks ago while we were out in Colorado. We almost made the drive up there. So.
Wow. So you love the outdoors?
Yes. Yes. I never really had the desire to go kind of like out west at all. But I think my mind's definitely changed and I really want to go out there.
Is that something you do to decompress from law enforcement?
Absolutely. I feel like you have to. You got to find something like outside of here that kind of sparks your fire, and mine is definitely travel.
So. Yeah, you really have to truly find that balance. And sometimes that comes over time.
Yeah.
Right? As you get deeper into your career, you learn a little bit more about yourself and how to balance that out so that you have that escape. Can we call it that?
Yeah.
An escape
to go
to. Yeah. And Montana sounds like an amazing escape.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If there's somebody out there thinking about law enforcement right now, what do you tell them?
My advice would be do a little bit of soul searching, make sure you have a good support system, and go for it. I mean, I never anticipated that this is where I would be. I don't think my family did either. When I told them, they were like, what? Like, you? Okay. But yeah, just go for it.
But no regrets.
No regrets at all.
Yeah.
I love
That's amazing. Anything else, Melissa, before we check out here?
I'll just say have fun in Boston. I know she's getting ready to go to one of our favorite places in the U.S. So.
I'll be in Salem on Halloween. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
It's going to be so fun.
Yeah. We're on a bunch of platforms, Melissa.
Yeah, we're everywhere. YouTube. Where else are we? Spotify, Apple. Everywhere you can get your podcast, you can get ours.
Absolutely. And we sure do appreciate the viewers. We're heading close to, what, almost 40 episodes that we have.
Is that where we are?
Somewhere around there. Matt has been amazing. Kelly was amazing.
Yeah.
We're so thankful for our viewers and our listeners.
Yes.
You continue to make this happen. And the secret's out. Melissa and I really enjoy doing this. No doubt.
Is it a secret?
I doubt it. But thank you for being here. We really appreciate you. You're a shining example of one of our finest here in the Newport News Police Department. But you're also an example of somebody who had a dream, was looking at the military, diverted a little, and looking back, doesn't regret an absolute single thing. You're having the time of your life. You have, it gives you purpose, and you're enjoying it. That's what we want to do in life, because every day you come to work, it's not work.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean when I say that?
Yeah, definitely.
It's something you love from the inside out.
Yeah.
And obviously you come from a family of service with your military history. Thank you for your time. Appreciate
you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's all for today. Cheers.